Hello, my beautiful friends. I am so happy to have another episode of Heart and Hustle, Visionary Healers, Movers, and Shakers. And I love being able to share people who are creating change, who are living their passion, who are making change in the world, who are bringing upliftment, inspiration, tools, support. Because we all need each other. We are all here doing the things that we are here to do to live our purpose. And so I love being able to share that with you on these, going on my 6th year. That's amazing to think about that. I've been doing this for 6 years and I love it. I love it. I love sharing these people. By the way, I am Paulette Ristini. I am your movement motivator and your passion instigator, your lifestyle coach. I work with creative women who are in midlife transformation, stepping into more creative zones of genius, abundance, prosperity, joy, and more living. So today, I'm so excited. Michaela is here. Michaela McGivern is here with us today. I'm excited to have you meet her as well as me. I get to meet her today too. And so Michaela, I think, well, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's lovely to be here and to meet you as well.
So great. And I love what you have done and are doing in the world. And I would love you to share that with our people. So can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Sure. I'm a psychic, a medium, I do energy medicine healer, and I also do space clearing. So I work with energy and read energy and on many, many levels, whether it's a personal reading or doing a healing conversation with somebody who's passed over called a mediumship session. Mm-hmm. I moved to North Carolina about, it's almost 3.5 years ago. And I do a lot more space clearing here because there's a lot of history of mm-hmm. the indigenous struggles and conflicts that happen. For some reason, it just seems to be very deep in the soil. So that's one thing I do locally here. And then I work with clients all over the US doing energetic healing work. So whether it's working on family relationships or health issues, or they just want to basically move through something they're stuck with, that's where I use energy work. And the sessions can be very straightforward and they can be wild and woolly. I never know
Love
quite
it.
Where spirit's going to take
us. Oh, I
can
imagine. I can just imagine. So how did you, I mean, have you always felt the calling? Have you always felt that connection with your intuitive guidance that way, with spirit? And what led you to where you are now?
Absolutely. As a kid, I could really relate to spirit and through nature, through the sky and the elements, and I could just make things happen. And I thought that was normal. You know, I was just a little kid. And then I could see angels when I was singing in choir at funerals. And for me, it was like, this is a celebration. This is not like, I mean, I know people are sad, but the angels are like celebrating. I'm like, okay.
Oh, I love that. Oh, so good.
It was really cool. But, you know, and later on in my childhood, I definitely did not engage with that realm because there wasn't really anyone to teach me. There was no space for it. I grew up in a Catholic school and I thought it was a lot of hooey, let's just put it to be polite. I didn't relate to what they were saying because that wasn't my experience of the divine. I had a very different one.
So where did you grow up?
I started in Ohio and I left Ohio and I just kept going.
So I grew up in a Catholic school in Ohio.
Oh, where?
In Columbus. In Columbus.
Oh my gosh, I lived in Worthington.
Oh.
Just an outskirt. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we were neighbors.
Absolutely. And it was a time when there was a lot of land. So we had a couple acres and everybody, I played outside all the time. You know, we had a little bit of TV with Batman and Robin and stuff like that. But it was really my salvation. I was really grateful for it. And then I just started moving. Our family fell apart and I went to 3 different high schools and 3 different colleges and then I moved to the Bay Area.
Okay. And so did I.
Oh my gosh. Where did you live in the Bay Area?
Oh my, well, I lived in the Tender Knob. I lived in Bernal Heights. I lived on Persia. Then I lived a few places. Then I moved over to Berkeley.
Wow, that's so fun.
Yeah, and then I moved to Portland. And
I
now I'm
never
in
made
Southern California, so.
it. Okay. I never made it to Portland or Southern California, but I lived in the Bay for 10 years.
Okay.
And I went to school to be an occupational therapist and did that from 80
So
to
why did
90.
you do that when you were having these intuitive guidance things happen? I mean, that's really interesting to me because you didn't know how to use these gifts.
Yeah. It was a funny thing that happened. It wasn't so funny at the time, though. I was really engaged in philosophy, religious studies, Spanish. I survived 12 years of Catholic school, but I was still very curious about how spirit showed up in different religions, you know, in different expressions of it. So I was kind of steeped in that in a liberal arts school. And I also went in to be a pre-med student because I really loved medicine. And I wanted to be a neurosurgeon because I had
Wow.
thought,
Wow.
but I had so much test anxiety, I flunked out of Bio 101. So that wasn't going to happen. I just got to the test and I froze. And that happened for a number of years until a professor really could see that I knew what I was doing and told me that. And after that, I stopped having test anxiety. So anyway, so I didn't make it to medical school. I was 2 years in liberal arts school, going into my third year, and my mother, who was rather unpredictable, said to me, "You have to pick a practical major, or I'm not supporting you in college anymore." There were no practical majors other than pre-med. So I left, and it was a very difficult decision. I loved school. I was in upstate New York and Hobart and U.Smith. I loved being in that school. I had really good friends, and I felt really at home. And I said, "Well, what's practical? Okay, once I volunteer in an occupational therapy clinic, okay, I can do that." I mean, it was like that, literally. Like, I thought, what have I done in my life? Well, I don't really want to be a professional lifeguard. Okay, I don't want to be a professional waitress. Sure, I'll just be an OT. And that's literally how it was made because there wasn't any other avenue I could think of. So I went back and I did a lot of prerequisites and I got into OT school in Boston and finished my degree there
Wow.
and went on to be an OT. So, but I was always curious, like, why are people having these experiences? Like, I worked in head trauma and neurology for 10 years and I worked with AIDS in the later 80s, which I loved just because it was such a precious time to be with people in hospice care. And for me, the question was, what's the journey about? You know, why are people having these life-changing events happen to them? What are they learning before, during, and after? So there was all of that was going on for me on an internal level. And then let's see, in 1990, I moved to Europe. I got married and I couldn't work there as a therapist. So I was there for 10 years and I had a couple kids
Because of
there.
licensing, that because of that, yeah.
Precisely. They wouldn't accept my license, which was really frustrating. So I started being exposed to a lot of alternative therapies. Europe is very, very open to herbs. I used flower essences, acupuncture, started learning how to use a dowsing rod, working with sound healing, and all these things just were showing up in my life.
That's
And then
delicious.
it was great. It was really
Yeah.
fabulous. And one trip on the way, coming and going from the US, I encountered somebody who just did something called quantum energetics. And I said, "Well, can you fix this deviated septum on my nose?" And she said, "Yes." And I'm like, "Cool, let's do it." Here we are at the airport. And she does this energy work on my nose. And I got up the next day and I did not have a big bump on my nose anymore. I'm like, "Yeah, I looked like you did. Like, what? How is this possible?"
Wow.
So that was in like 1997 or 98. And then I started taking classes when I was there because the psychic acupuncturist said, "Go take this class." And I looked, I said, "But I'm not fluent in French." He said, "Doesn't matter, go anyway." And he must have seen the course ahead of me. So I had a lot of curiosity and exposure. And when I went back, actually in my 20s, I took a trip to Ireland and, I was with a friend of mine and definitely could see ghosts and was having conversations with other spirits and beings. So it wasn't totally underground. It was okay, but I wasn't using it professionally. So when I came back in 2000 to the US, I started doing all kinds of energy work, training, and eventually did a lot of work in shamanism, different approaches to shamanism and intuition and Reiki and quantum energetics and theta and just all these different modalities. And then I knew I was really at home. So it was almost as if I'd been primed for a long time, and then suddenly there was the space to do the
Yes.
work. So I worked for 20 years part-time in traditional medicine as an occupational therapist in California when I returned, and part-time in private practice. And I no longer work in traditional medicine. And I just have a small private practice now. So that's how I got here.
And that's so beautiful. I mean, I think, we all have to have those years of experience and curiosity and wisdom and, just searching, right? It doesn't, sometimes it doesn't come easy. I've been multi-passionate and tried, so many different avenues to get where I am today, and they all come together at some point. I remember my father used to say, "When are you going to do one thing?" I'm like, "It's never going to happen." There's just too many things of life I want to experience, but it does coalesce. It does come together at some point. And, I've seen a lot of clients who say, "I love this, 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 this." And I'm like, "Well, give it time, give it space. There's a lot to learn." So that you can step into that place of passion and knowledge and wisdom, especially as we grow older.
I love what I do now, and I have a fabulous team of guides that I work with, and sometimes I just move out of the way. If I'm doing a reading or something, it's just like the information and the knowledge just pours through. And of course, I don't know this person. And it's just like, well, this and this and this would be really helpful. And have you considered? Well, I've been doing that yet. It's so I want to say it's magical, it's inspiring, and it's very expansive to be working on that level with people because I'm not efforting. I'm not doing the work per se. And it's the information that comes in is way beyond what I could possibly know.
You know what I love
So
about that? So, and this is so much of what I've been talking about lately is helping women step into their feminine guidance system, and stepping out of their own way to step into more of what they are here for, and let go of the masculine way of doing things, and listening deep, right?
That's something I've been studying the last 2 to 3 years with a woman named Grace Galgozori, goes by the feminine Christ. And I had no idea about the masculine and feminine ways. And I'm like, oh, there's a whole universe being explored. It's really good. And I've actually been doing a lot of that, letting go of the masculine, because I can do a lot, but I kind of reached a point this year, and this may appear to some of your listeners. My husband was ill in Thanksgiving with COVID, and was in hospital for 15 days, was touch and go in December, and I was caregiving, and I had been doing a lot of caregiving in the last couple of years, just because a lot of things were going on. And I was as crisp as you could imagine. I was grateful I knew how to advocate for him, because he probably wouldn't be here otherwise. But I got to the point where I was just doing so much, and then having a business, LinkedIn, and then there's Facebook and writing, and then doing your networking group, and then there was this and that. And I just went, I can no longer do all of this. And I just said, Spirit, if you want me to do this work, just bring the clients. But I can't do all this. I need to rest, recuperate, and regenerate. And so I kind of disengaged. I cut back my hours a little bit, and
Good.
I have plenty of clients coming.
So my inspiration today was you have to say no so you can say yes. What can you let go of? so you can have
Yes.
more room, right? So it's so
Yeah.
perfect that you said that.
It is. And it's also about letting the ego stop trying to manage, control, fix, and
Yes.
do.
Yeah.
And allow spirit to just guide the process. I know how to do it with my work. Like, why can't I do it with my life? Well, I'm learning. I am definitely
Got to
learning.
be two steps ahead of your people.
You can't teach it if you don't know it,
Right, right.
but you'll have plenty of lessons on the way to learn
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. So
it.
let me ask you this real quick. So what do you do for yourself? What
Well,
is your self-care practice or your daily practice or things that really light you up? What do you do for yourself?
I usually lie in bed for quite a while. I often meditate in bed because just I'm slow to wake up, and it's a great place for me. And I do a gratitude practice most of the time before I go to sleep, which is really good. I do a variety of things. I like to mix things up. I don't like to be in too many ruts because it make other than having a cup of tea. We have a dog, so I really like to be walking in nature often. And it's she's a puppy actually, but I find it really grounds me.
I'm right there
I,
with
I
you. Right
it's like
under
get a
my
dog.
feet right now, actually.
Yeah, they're great. They're grounding, and it just reminds you not don't take life so seriously. So I do that, and I will frequently throughout the day ask for help. And I'm really doing that more and more because it just seems to work better. Like I
So
was
when you
having,
say that, ask for help, who are you asking for help?
I go directly to spirit. You can ask for help, like help generically, but you can bring in some pretty unsavory characters. So I usually go directly to spirit. I've tried that other one, it doesn't work so well. It's like I was trying to say something to my husband, and he got really triggered by it, and he couldn't hear what I was saying. And so I was like, please just help me be able to express this in a way that he can hear it and that I can say it cleanly. And lo and behold, 45 minutes later, I'm having a really positive conversation, and it went beautifully.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah, so
And
a lot of it is.
we forget that we can tune into that, right? Us women especially, that's what I'm talking about here, that we can step into that divine guidance system, that we can ask for help and we can listen and allow ourselves to receive it.
You've got it exactly. And really, it's for me, it's a surrender of the ego. Like, just stop thinking I'm in control and I'm supposed to
Yeah.
do it and fix it. It's like it doesn't work that way. For me anyway, I've just found, I mean, I tried to do that for a long time, but it wasn't so successful. So I try something else. It works better, Hey. So that's kind
Sweet.
of
I
one
love
thing I
it.
do a lot. Yeah. It's very
And
simple.
so, what is fun for you?
Well, I love my yoga class. I am part of a community choir called Hark, and they meet once or twice a week. So I do that for 2 months on, 1 month off, because that's the schedule. And then I do a dance practice once a week that's called open floor. So it's a way of exploring concepts on the dance floor. It's free form, but it just keeps me in my body. I love to travel. My kids live in Europe, so I love to go to Europe.
Nice.
I love to cook.
I'm a
it's
little
really
bit of a
important.
cooking fanatic.
It's really important to me to have good food, It's like it's nourishing on all levels. So I love having friends over and, cooking most of the day, which sounds like a lot of work, but it's fun too. So
No, I totally get you on that one. I know. Yeah. Oh, that's
and
beautiful. Well, you are absolutely stunning. And what a magnificent life you have created for yourself. And the work that you're doing is just so important and
thank
so
you.
beautiful. And helping others connect with themselves, with spirit, with their purpose, with life, whatever those questions are for those people. Bringing back spirit, bringing back the divine feminine, right? Bringing
Yeah.
back grace and beauty and creativity.
Yeah. That's where it is for me.
Love it. I love it. Oh, I'm so happy to meet you. I'm so happy to have you here. And
Thank you, Paulette.
so, all of you out there in Heart and Hustle Land, what a beautiful conversation. And again, always hoping to inspire you to help you, guide you, to step more into your divine feminine beauty, your power, your passions, your curiosity, your growth as a woman, to step up and show up and participate in your life and your well-being. I mean, I'm always saying this, you've got to show up. You got to stand up. You've got to be present. You know, and use your voice. Use your voice. You know, and voice on so many levels. But we're, you know, there's so many people you can ask for help from with, to help with guidance, to get support. We're all here to support each other, and we all have a beautiful place in our big circle. And I love that. I love that so much. So, Michaela, anything you want to share at the end?
No, I mean, if people want to find out if I can offer them any services, they can do a 30-minute complimentary discovery call
Gorgeous.
under.
And I will have all that links in the blog
Yeah.
post. Absolutely.
Yeah.
On your, so they can connect with you.
Yeah, and I'm totally happy to do that because sometimes people say, is this the right person? And sometimes I might say, no, go to this one. I just referred somebody to a colleague of mine, like, no, he'd be better at it than me. So I'm always
Beautiful. Love
happy.
that. Love that.
There is one thing I want to close with, just what I'm hearing, which is at this point in history, it's really important that people stand up and speak their truth in a nonviolent way, but own it, because we're really being called to speak for what we value. And by staying silent, we are condoning things that may not really resonate with us. So I encourage women, especially. Stand up, vote, be
Yes.
political, write
Yes.
letters, make phone
Yes.
calls.
Yes.
Please express your viewpoint because we really need you.
Absolutely.
I don't usually do political
Well,
advertising, but
you know, it
today's
doesn't, I
important.
mean, political is important right now for sure, but it doesn't have to be political, but it can be
Yes.
your own personal politics and
Yes.
you know, whatever it is you truly believe in, and to stand up for it. Absolutely. I mean, I'm like a big, you know, animal rights activist, vegan, and that's my thing. But we all have a thing, and to show up and be part of it. And how fulfilling and beautiful is that? So that was a great message, Michaela. I love that. And I'm so happy. Thank you for spending time with me today and sharing with our people. And many blessings out there to all of you in Heart and Hustle Land. Thank you again for being part of this long 6-year journey, whether you're brand new to me or you've been here all along. All these beautiful conversations that I get to have with all these magic makers and world changers. It's important. It's important to share and be part of that circle. So I
Thank you.
appreciate you. Love you. Thank you, Michaela.
Thank you, Paulette, for being part of this and for doing the work you've been doing. It's really valuable.
Many
Blessings.
blessings. Many blessings.
Thank you.